Each Wednesday we talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How you doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. You wanted to bring to attention that we should be a little bit concerned regarding browsing online because of Russian sources, given what's been happening in Europe. What's going on?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's always important to be aware of scams and things like that, but we're going to see a huge, huge spike in these over the next coming weeks. I've started to notice on my phone and even my email account that there is a lot more spam coming in, but they're getting very targeted, and it's obviously probably being driven from Russia, where effectively what they're going to be doing is increasing their scam use, not just because they want to get back at American companies and others, but actually because they need the money. So what we're going to find is that there'll be an increase in scams. They're looking for your personal details, for your credit card details, but also ransomware, where they actually take over your computer or lock your computer until you transfer some funds to have it unlocked as well. So do be aware. Just all you have to do is just be conscious. And I think even for yourself, but also for the companies you work for, if you work for an overseas company, there's a good chance that their corporate email servers are being spammed more than ever. And as a result, you could be that person that actually clicks on a link and brings in some sort of malicious file that could really bring down a whole company.
We have seen something similar where an email was addressed to everybody in our company from what looked to be one of our upper managers, but it turned out that it wasn't the case.
Yes, and if we think of an example last year where they think it was Russians who brought down the power grid in one of the states in the US, where an email was sent to employees, all that it took was for one person to click on the link and bring a file into that corporate network, and it brought down an entire power grid. So if we think about it that way, there could be some huge consequences to these simple emails that we receive.
Just be very vigilant. And well, I mean, my advice usually would have been, if it's from somebody you've never heard of, don't open it. But it's getting tougher when they make it look like it is from someone we know.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually opening the email probably isn't the big issue. It's when you click on the links or open the attachment.
Yep.
So
yep.
Read the email. If it seems a bit odd, just delete it or contact the person if you know them.
Now, on something a little bit lighter, we were going somewhere recently and the missus had her phone on with Siri giving directions, and Siri had a male voice. I'm like, who's this? What's that all about?
Isn't it funny that so many of us are so used to just Siri for our voice assistants being female? But then I guess I'm probably sexist in thinking that our assistants should be female.
Well, I wouldn't go on record as saying that, mate, but you can.
I think I did.
Why are we changing it? Why is it just because we just don't like her voice, or because of, to avoid sexism?
Yeah, look, it's exactly that. And Apple is trying to take a bit of a stance on this. And they have been allowing different types of voices, whether it's accents and even gender. But in the next update, so anyone who's got an iPhone or an iPad, the next update of the operating system that comes out will have a gender-neutral voice assistant. Now, I've heard this played out, and you can go online and hear it before it comes to your phone, but it does sound very gender-neutral. If I hear the voice, I couldn't tell you if it's a male or female. They've done a very good job of making it confusing enough. So if you are someone who debates whether the voice assistant should be male or female, well, it can be neither of those, I guess.
I debate that it should be John Cleese. I would like to hear him telling everybody where to go and what to do.
I like that. I'll take Jeremy Clarkson then.
He's happy to tell everybody where to go. That would be a really good choice. Good call.
Exactly.
Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk technology. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.